You're with the Afternoon Cruise. I'm connected with Joel Shapiro. Joel's a guitar player in town who just put out his new album, Sleepless Montage, featuring Joel on acoustic and electric. You can hear him on acoustic in the background. Pete Whitman on saxophones, Tom Lewis on bass, Dave Schmallenberger on drums. And they're celebrating this release on Thursday night, 7 p.m. at Berlin in Minneapolis. Joel, thank you for making the trip to St. Louis Park to chat on Jazz 88. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling great, Sean. How are you?
You know what? I'm doing really good, and I'm glad to be talking to you. Congratulations on making this new CD. It's been a joy to check it out. We've been spinning the tune Sleepless Montage, but I wanted to go a little bit deeper on this particular outing and find out what's really going on. You're no stranger to the folks who are on this CD. Pete Whitman, Tom Lewis, Dave Schmallenberger. I've seen you play with, all of them except for Dave Schmallenberger in a live setting.
Okay.
What made you want to reach out to this particular lineup and put together this particular album?
Well, this is actually my second release with this particular quartet. So the record Open Lines came out, and that was actually 14 years ago. Same group.
So you guys hated each other so much you had to wait 14
years?
Yeah,
we waited 14 years, and then we patched it up, and, you know, we all feel a lot better. So, no, you know, it was just the things cycle around the right time, the right place and circumstances, and I had written a bunch of music, and I thought to myself, you know, I felt good about the previous recording, and I can really imagine these same guys in the same quartet doing my original tunes. So that was kind of the beginning idea.
When you were writing the tunes, were you thinking maybe it'll be this quartet, or are you just kind of getting the stuff out and then you started going, oh, this kind of be the right lineup for this stuff?
I guess I had it in the back of my mind. I know some of the tunes when I wrote them, I definitely had like, well, I'm going to do this tune and there's going to be a saxophone player on it for sure.
Gotcha.
You know, and then as it took more form, I mean, you know, if you got Pete Whitman, I mean, you really can't do better. So
you're darn right about that. Yeah. We're actually going to hear just a tidge of Pete Whitman and then the entirety of your solo from the opening track, Elvin's Birthday. All of these songs are original Joel Shapiro compositions. Is Elvin's Birthday? There's not a lot of Elvins in the world. Is this Elvin Jones we're talking about?
It is Elvin Jones. Okay. And I told Phil Nussbaum this, and I won't repeat it, but I actually got the hard copy CDs on Elvin Jones' birthday, which is September 9th.
There we go.
So it was serendipitous.
All right, let's check out this solo. Here's Joel Shapiro on his tune, Elvin's Birthday, on Jazz 88. Shapiro on the guitar on his tune, Elvin's Birthday. And I was just listening to the CD today, getting ready, and I was just really taken by how much you fit into a relatively short solo, and it would be a fitting one to play on the radio because it's not, you know, 17 minutes long. Joel, as you re-listen to that improvisation, what do you remember about the solo, and what do you enjoy about hearing it now?
Oh, those are really great questions. You know, I guess I went into it thinking, well, I'm gonna try to get really two nice choruses, and I kind of stuck that. I mean, that was kind of, I guess, the parameters of what I was thinking, you know. And the way that I feel about it, I do my best playing when I don't have a plan.
Gotcha.
You know, as an improvising musician, I mean, I try to think of it. I mean, it's more like mindset and just listening. And I was, you know, I felt comfortable with it, and you know, we break it way down in the beginning of my solo and give it some kind of arc to crescendo a little bit. And I guess that was kind of part of the plan.
as a working guitar player, you presumably spend at least 90% of your publicly available hours playing in clubs, non-studios. You know, a little smidge in the studio. How do you get the band comfortable, loose, relaxed, and ready to answer to the moment, as opposed to kind of, I'm wearing headphones, and this is weird, it's 10:30 in the morning, I'm wearing shorts.
You've done this before. That's a great question. Two completely different dynamics, and you're right. I mean, I'm fortunate enough, I get to play out a lot, and I feel very comfortable with that. But when you get in the studio and you have the phones on, and you can create a nice sound in the phone mix and your amp and everybody, but it's not the same as playing live, you know, in a club. So it's a different mindset, you know. I really think it comes down to listening, and I want to go in as prepared as I can. You know, and since these were my tunes and I'm the leader of this session, you know, I really want to be prepared.
Right.
You know, so the guys worked very hard on this. It wasn't like just running down tunes we've played numerous times before. So is that a good answer?
Yeah, and whatever you did crack the vibe. It doesn't sound sort of uptight. It sounds like a relaxed group of people navigating some really nice music. Now, I want to play the beginning of a song from this album called Song for Jim. And the main thing I want to focus on is sort of understanding how much writing is going on and how much improvising is going on between you and Pee Whitman. But before I press play on that, I just want to quickly acknowledge this song was in tribute to your friend Jim, who after the writing of the tune passed away. And we just want to send love to Jim and his family. We don't want to get into the details, but want to express love to Jim and express love to you before we press play on this.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you.
Let's check out the beginning of Song for Jim. And Joel, think back and try to let me know what's going on with you and Pete, what's written and what's improvised. Beautiful, but if I let it keep on going, we won't have time to talk about it a little bit.
Okay.
Tell me, what is Pete Whitman looking at? What are you looking at?
Yeah, there's kind of the main theme of that melody, which is what I kick it off with just guitar. None of this was like really planned out, except for that. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the actual tune, like the melody of the tune. Pete was just playing off of that, you know, initially when I was playing it. So that's, you know, it's completely improvised, and of course so is the rhythm section.
Does Pete pick up something written, or is he again just sort of
He's just playing, you know, those are just ears, you know. And if you listen back the second chorus, then he plays the melody and we kind of reverse roles, as it were, you know, which you know, at some point I we decided to do that with the arrangement. And since that tune has that kind of you know, it's a very kind of airy feel and all that, it leaves really beautiful space for color and texture and, you know, dynamics. And I just got to say that the guys, they just have their ears open and they're just tuned in. And I, as you mentioned, you know, in the beginning, I mean, this was a tribute to somebody. And I'm proud to have this on the record, and it's a remembrance, and I'm pleased with the way it sounds.
You know, I am too. It's beautiful. Do you ever get mad at Pete Whitman for being so good?
I never get mad at him for that.
Did it take 14 years?
Never. Okay. Yeah. No, but in the interim, I've worked with all those guys. You know, we did a few quartet gigs with that group, but no. Pete, I don't get mad at Pete for that.
I guess that's just me. All right. I've been chatting with Joel Shapiro. He's celebrating this new album, Sleepless Montage. The show is at Berlin in Minneapolis on Thursday night. Relatively new venue. Have you performed there yet, Mr. Shapiro?
I have a couple times. It's such a great venue. Great listening room. Super, super comfortable place. Great sound. Staff, food, cool. Everything, first class.
Well, cool. Well, good luck at the gig, Joel Shapiro. Thank you for swinging by, and congratulations on making a new record, my friend.
Thanks for having me, Sean. Thank you.
All right, let's get a traffic up.